This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 78,000 pounds of baby formula from Europe arrived in the U.S. on Sunday. The delivery by military cargo plane is enough to fill more than 500,000 baby bottles. More deliveries are on the way. Given the ongoing shortage, there's attention on breastfeeding, a decision with its own complexities. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The federal government recommends that infants be exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months. But there are lots of barriers to doing that in the U.S., including cultural ones. Jordan Pirelli is a mom in Atlanta.
Yes, this is a good thing, and you should absolutely do that. But please don't do it in front of me, or don't talk about it in front of me, and I really don't want to know.
That sentiment can translate to the workplace as well. Federal law requires employers to provide time and space for women to express breast milk. But it's way easier to make time and find space in higher-paying jobs, says Phyllis Rippey, professor of sociology at the University of Ottawa, and author of the book Breastfeeding and the Pursuit of Happiness.
There's a class-based difference in rates of breastfeeding, that the people who are doing the quote-unquote best, meeting the targets, are the people who have access to paid parental leave, that they are more likely to have husbands and higher partners and high-paying jobs.
There's also the need to buy more food. Breastfeeding requires an extra 400 calories a day, which for families living in poverty,
those extra calories can actually be harder to come by than you might expect.
There are emotional costs to breastfeeding, too, especially when it doesn't work out. When Mary Kennedy's first daughter was born, the baby wasn't able to latch on and kept losing weight. So they finally switched to formula.
And I started crying because I felt like that was basically, I just failed and saying, I guess the formula is her mom now.
With her second daughter, Kennedy tried again. She spent over $1,000 buying sessions with lactation consultants, a different kind of breast pump, supplements to increase her milk supply. Much of this wasn't covered by insurance, and none of it worked.
It wasn't just a baby and the breasts and that's it. There was financial costs, as well as, you know, the cost of me once again feeling like I had failed.
Kennedy's daughter is now 11 months, and Kennedy says she had moved on until people started talking about relactation. That's when a parent starts breastfeeding again weeks or months after stopping. Experts at the Centers for Disease Control say this is not an easy process. And for Kennedy, just the idea brought back that feeling of failure.
Because then people are saying, oh, you can relactate. And I'm like, what? I'm supposed to start pumping 10 times a day right now to try to get a milk supply back? Like, that's over.
Just as breastfeeding has costs, so does asking parents why they're not doing it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.